Family Secrets is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey there, Family Secrets listeners. It's Dani here with some thoughts to share with you on Thanksgiving. Because Thanksgiving and family secrets go together like, well, like turkey and stuffing, sweet potatoes and marshmallows, cranberry sauce and... I'll stop there. I don't even like cranberry sauce. I think it's safe to say that Thanksgiving stirs up a lot of stuff for many of us. I mean, why do you think there are so many movies and so many novels that are dysfunctional family stories set at the Thanksgiving table or over Thanksgiving weekend? I know a few people who don't feel anything but joy as the holidays approach. People who have easy, blessed, open, completely unconditionally loving relationships with all their relatives. People who bound out of bed on Thanksgiving morning, in their homes where family members who have already gathered from far and wide are in the kitchen, coffee mugs in hand, dressing the turkey, preheating the oven to 450, playing Scrabble or what have you. And I'm happy for these people. I really am. But many of us have slightly more complicated situations. For some of us, there's loss. For instance, my husband's father died 2 years ago just after Thanksgiving. And let's just say he had a very large presence. So when we gather today, there'll be a sense of absence, of loss, of things left unsaid and undone. When my mother was living, the holiday was incredibly fraught for me. I was her only child, and I felt I had to be with her, though I really didn't want to be. One year, my husband and I hosted a huge Friendsgiving, just so there would be enough people at the table to absorb my mother's toxicity. 17 people around the table at our small apartment in New York City. After the holiday, our friends escorted my mother the few blocks back to her building. I was doing the dishes when the phone rang. It was my mother, and she was at the hospital. She had fallen on the sidewalk just outside her apartment building and was in the emergency room. She was still in her fancy designer dress when we rushed to the ER, and when I walked in, I swear she looked almost triumphant. She had gotten all the attention, after all. She looked at me, gestured to her dress, and asked, "Is there blood on my ungaro?" Then she said, "You can't use that." "Well, here I am, Mom. Sorry, but I'm using it. It's just too good." This year, I've heard so many family secrets. People listen to this podcast or read my memoir, Inheritance, and they tell me theirs. I've heard from people who have discovered secrets were kept from them, and I've heard from the secret keepers. I've heard from people who feel liberated, ashamed, confused, people who are grieving, or still in shock, or don't know what to do with what they've learned. In one of my bonus episodes last season, I spoke with the author and therapist, Lori Gottlieb, and I asked her the question, "Do you think there's ever a good reason to keep a secret?" And Lori's answer was ultimately, no. That no matter how difficult, shocking, or painful, ultimately, we're better off knowing. I think I agree with this, because one way or another, we're shaped by the secrets we keep, or the secrets that are kept from us, whether we're aware of it or not. I do think, though, that there's a time and a place for secrets to be revealed. And so, I'd like to humbly suggest that perhaps Thanksgiving isn't the time or place. Emotions are running high. There's all the cultural and societal pressure, all the Instagram posts of glowing candles and brisk outdoor walks and perfect pumpkin pies. And many of us find ourselves on edge. Whatever's going on inside of us, it tends to be heightened, like the dial inside of us that regulates our emotions got turned up a few notches. So my friends, right now, as you're listening to this, stop for a moment. Just stop. Take a breath. Take a deep breath. You can do this wherever you're listening, in a car, in bed, in your kitchen, while you're sticking that turkey in the oven or facing a sink full of dishes, while your family's all around you. You can feel yourself breathing in, breathing out. Get in touch with your own body, your own self, your own heart. You've got this. And don't forget, the reasons all these people tend to push our buttons, trigger us, make us feel all the feels, it's because they're our family, And whether we like them or not, we love them. They're ours. And also don't forget what this holiday is really supposed to be about: giving thanks. I am thankful to all of you. I never dreamt I'd create a podcast, much less one that has found so many devoted listeners. So here's to you. As I work on season 3, which will launch in early February, I'm incredibly grateful that I get to do this work and have the privilege of hearing so many of your stories. Speaking of which, if you'd like to call in and record your story for a possible bonus episode of Listener Stories, please call 1-888-SECRET-0. That's 1-888-SECRET and the number 0. We would love to hear from you. Happy holidays, all.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.